to 7. A bad kind of drama. On Monday at school, Ellie spotted Amy and Marion heading into the classroom. "Guys, wait up!" she called and hurried over. "Oh, hey, Ellie," Marion said flatly. "Hi," said Amy. They both sounded kind of bored to Ellie. They kept on walking. "Hey, what's up?" Ellie said excitedly, "I haven't seen you guys all weekend. How was the sleepover? How was Saturday at the Quidditch Club?" Ellie went on without really waiting for an answer. "Boy, what a crazy weekend I had. Rehearsal, costume, fighting, studying my lines. That's nice, Ellie," Marion said in the same fat voice. "Yeah, sounds great," said Amy. "That's funny," thought Ellie. "They don't sound like they think it's nice and great. Their teacher, Mrs. Sienna, asked everyone to take their seats." Without another word, Amy and Marion crossed the room. They sat at their desks by the window. Ellie saw Liz already in her seat by the bookshelf. Ellie waved, Liz waved back, but didn't smile. "That's not like Liz," thought Ellie. "I wonder if she's feeling okay." Ellie sat down at her desk near the classroom door. Soon Mrs. Sienna got them started on morning math, but Ellie couldn't concentrate on fractions. She kept looking over at her friends. They all had their noses in their work. Ellie tried to catch their attention, but none of them looked her way all morning. It was almost lunchtime when there was a knock on the classroom door. Mrs. Sienna answered it. A fifth grader gave the teacher a folded piece of paper. "Liz," she said after reading it, "the principal would like to see you." Ellie looked at Liz. She looked surprised. "Right now?" Liz asked. "Yes, right now," said Mrs. Sienna. "Take your lunch. You can go straight to the cafeteria afterward." "Uh-oh," thought Ellie. "What's up?" She watched Liz get her lunch from her backpack. Then she walked out of the classroom. 10 long minutes later, the lunch bell rang. Ellie jumped out of her seat, got out her lunch bag, and headed for the door. Ellie wanted to talk to Marion and Amy. She caught up to them in the hallway. "Guys," she said, "is everything okay with Liz?" Marion and Amy kept on walking. Ellie thought they hadn't heard her. "Guys, tried again. Marion stopped and turned to Ellie. Oh, are you speaking to us, Superstar? Ellie froze in her tracks. Usually, she loved being called a superstar, but not the way Marion had said it. That way sounded more like a bad word. Ellie didn't know what to say. She felt her cheeks getting hot. She wasn't sure what from. Anger? Embarrassment? Ellie looked at Amy, who only looked at the ground. Ellie opened her mouth. She wanted to say something back, but nothing came out. She closed it, turned, and stepped away.